Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, again thanking you for starting your day with me this morning. A question came up in relationship to an idea that I share over and over again, and that is thoughts are things. The question is, what does that mean? Well, my friends, thoughts are things. Your world is thick thought. Dr. Ernest Holmes, in addressing this in the Science of Mind textbook, points out on page 142, thoughts attract what is like itself and repels what is unlike. Thought attracts what is like itself and repels what is unlike. Emerson pointed out that we are what we think about all day long. Our thinking, moving through law, produces experience. Now, it is fundamental to our science, the science of mind, religious science, unity, divine science, all of the New Thought teaching. It is fundamental to it that, again, thoughts are things. Thoughts have shape. Thoughts have significance. Thoughts have durability, and thoughts have impact. Your thinking impacts your world. Your thinking produces the beginning of what you do. It also produces the beginning of how you do it. Now, reality is something that is individualized for each and every one. We move through our reality, seeing through the eyes of our understanding, and that's why everybody, you know, you can have 10 people in the same situation and they'll give you 10 different definitions of it. But again, infinite reality is greater than any thought you have. Infinite reality is everywhere at once. Infinite reality is divine intelligence that made all of us out of itself. And infinite reality is even greater than what you think it is. Now, we have opportunity when every day, and our thinking produces the avenue through which opportunity flows and becomes experience. By way of law, we attract to our self or our individualized experience what we put into the reality of infinite mind by way of consciousness. If we want to experience freedom and understanding and the sense of security that we long for, and I know everyone longs for it, all we have to do is understand that we must build up the thought habit that will lead us into the realization that we seek. I choose to understand and understand what I think I understand. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, I point out that if your understanding is not serving you well, what you need to understand is you may not understand what you think you understand. You see, again, knowing just about something does not mean that you know as it knows. I know about flying a plane, but I don't know as a pilot knows. I just know about it. Every thought, for example, of, let's look at negative thoughts for a minute. Every thought of hatred, anger, resentment, all of these choices we make in consciousness is something we need to understand. Why? Because every thought of hatred pushes out of our experience the love we seek. Every thought of criticism undermines the trust we would have in the world, the trust we would have others give us if we run around criticizing everyone else. Now, let's turn that around. Let's look at the thought of real compassion. The thought of real compassion does what? It extends itself to everyone we meet. Everyone we meet feels the tangible force of our uplifting idea moving forth from us. It moves forth and begins to demonstrate as our freedom. The good thoughts we have each and every day are sure to bring into our experience rightful happiness, because happiness is yours by right of happiness if you move down the right experience of thinking in this thing called life. And it doesn't matter what religion you are, whether you're Buddhist, Baptist, Presbyterian, or Jew, or Islam, or anything else, your thinking always does what? It creates an experience that your physical moves into. Every experience we have has a history of thought behind it. And the experience always does what? It always reflects the thinking that went into it. You can look at someone's life and you can see what they think about all the time. And you can also observe if change happens, what you will observe is the change in thinking happened before the change in the physical experience happened. Thoughts are the medium of consciousness by which we do what? We organize ourselves along the lines of our thinking. It allows us to arrive at concepts we have of the world and conclusions about what we are experiencing by way of every act, every reaction, everything that we do and everything we experience. Everything is what it is because you choose to think it's that way. There's nothing good or bad that thinking doesn't make it so. Now, keep in mind this morning, and say it with me. Just put it in first person and think about it as you say it. I am as strong as the strongest thought within me. Now that's the truth of you. You are as strong as the strongest thought within you. So today, you have an opportunity to do something. You have an opportunity to think of the power of God within you as you, the power of infinite intelligence within you as you, and know it sustains everything you undertake today, everything you choose to do today. In truth, my friends, you are alive to the realization of your greater good when your thinking is focused on the truth of yourself. Choose today to be alive to the capacity within yourself to overcome every weakness that might have followed you into this day. Know that as light overtakes darkness, overtakes the shadows of your life, all you have to do is choose to believe in yourself and know there is a power backing up your belief. And do what? You are honoring yourself, your real self. And you discover, when you do this, that you can accomplish your good. How? Through its strength as you. Say again, I am as strong as the strongest thought within me. You see, my friends, when you let go and operate from this understanding, what you're doing is you are allowing your inner self to be the master thinker as you. Now, we look around and we look for answers. We look for greater understanding. We look for a way to honor our desires and know they're good enough to be true. We understand that all our dreams are waiting for us to come true. Put it in first person. All my dreams are waiting for me to come true. And then we begin to understand what Dr. Ernest Holmes talks about on page 72 of the Science of Mind textbook. The first great discovery man made was that he could think. I've had people literally come to our services on Sunday morning and leave and say, I've never been to a church that requires you to think before. Well, that's what we do. That's probably the only requirement we have is don't be afraid to think, and don't be afraid to think about what you think about. Now, having seen the importance of thought in our own life, and if you begin to see that, you know, look around and look at happy people and observe their thinking. They're thinking in a happy way. Look at the unhappy people in your life and see how they think all the time. Now, the importance of observing this is the realization that You know, wherever your mind goes, your world follows. What you need to do by observing this is to apply the lesson and seek what? The power behind the thinker. There is a thought. Behind the thought is me. Behind me is infinite intelligence backing up the thought I have. Why? Because it's everything I am. Now, there is something within you that knows what to do and how to do it in any situation. And when you know what and who you are, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. Remember that. There is a power behind you. And the power behind you is infinite life. It is greater than anything you're moving through. It is greater than all the thoughts you've ever had in your life, because wherever they are, it's on this starting point of even greater thoughts. This is a power, and this power is always greater than anything it does. There is a power in you and in me, and it is as great as the universal life of God, for it is the God life within each and every one of us. As we begin to realize this, what happens? All of a sudden, we begin to unfold in a different way. We begin to undergo a strange transformation. We develop the humanity of Jesus, who said that I can of my own self do nothing. And we develop what? We develop the assurance he had, that the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. The power that dwells in you, my friends, it does the work. As Jesus pointed out, what he was, we are. We are told that when we see him, we must know we are like him, or we will not see him as he is. When we see and understand this greater idea of self, we must know we are like it, or we will not see it as it is. This is the path to greater awareness, my friends. It is a recognition of the self. It is the recognition of the realization that our former definition of self was only the starting point of what we can understand about ourself. Know the truth, and it will set you free. Through our discovery of this inner life within us, we discover that we are greater than we think we are always, and we can always turn to this great power that made us out of itself and seek the wisdom of our search, the wisdom of our discovery, and then do what? Find it. This is the what I'm looking for, I'm looking with experience. The realization that we have a power within us that's greater than we are and we can use it is one of the great realizations of a lifetime. All of a sudden you discover that your opportunity to be the best of yourself every day creates within you an opportunity to get up every morning, and there's an old metaphysical lesson that there are, you know, two ways to get up in the morning. You can either say, good morning, God, or you can say, good God, it's morning. Okay, so the idea is to say, good morning, God. Greet the best of yourself. One of my teachers, Dr. Mark Carpenter, who was our great minister in Phoenix, Arizona for 25 years, Dr. Mark used to say that every day when we get up in the morning, what we need to do is affirm. If everyone on this planet is unhappy today, there's one who isn't, and that's me. Everyone is miserable today, there's one who isn't, and that's me. And what he was talking about is how we have the ability within ourselves to direct ourselves no matter what the condition outside is. You see, your unfoldment is the realization that life in you, as you, brings forth the beauty that is yours by right of consciousness. Why? Because you have the power to think, you have the power to plan, you have the power to act according to your thinking. and no one chooses to think what you think but you.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
You have the ability to understand that this power that made you out of itself is infinite. It is greater than anything we can even conceive. And because it made you out of itself, all of it is available to you. And when it created you, it left you free to make the discovery that you have access to all that is good. Ours is the opportunity to reveal the presence and power that is good in our own lives. When? Today. Right here and right now. You see, my friends, right here and right now, you can know that the Spirit within you is forever seeking to express itself through you as you. Now, question today. Do you have the faith to believe in this life and trust it? Trust it for every good thing that you would like to experience in this thing called life, every good thing you desire. Consciously today, you can choose. You can choose to do what? You can choose to seek the truth that inner mind knows and brings your thought into harmony with the goodness of spirit within you. And if you do that and then think from that discovery, what you're searching for, you're searching with, think from that discovery, all of a sudden, what happens? The goodness of spirit within you becomes the goodness of spirit in everything in your life. This is a namaste experience. This is saying to the world itself, the way of my heart is the heart of my way. This is the mind of infinite life in you as you, knowing it is alive today as your greater good. You see, the forms and shapes of the world are born where? They are born. They have a history, and if you don't want to continue them, they will pass. But the power of the word never changes. This is why we're told, do not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, which means never say I am and put something negative after it. Your challenge, my challenge, everyone's challenge, is to know that we are one with God, one with the Spirit, and it is all one thing. So if you don't like the life experience, get out of the life experience, get back to infinite life, and from that you are free to then choose something else. Instead of A, choose B. B then goes through the law experience, the mother experience, the spirit experience, and produces a new life, a new now, a new beginning. This is being born again, metaphysically. You see, this power indwells each and every one of us. There is no exception. It indwells each generation and every child of every generation. The word is life, and the life is the light of everyone. The word is life, and the life is the light of you and me, and everyone. Never forget that. If you move through this day and let that affirmation be your way, I promise you a happy, healthy day, maybe better than any day you've ever experienced before. You see, there is something within us that forever indwells us. It has been called the Comforter. It has been called the Counselor. It's been called the Spirit of Truth. It doesn't care what you call it. You see, thoughts, like bodies, will come and go. And worldly wisdom differs from person to person to person to person. The mind that indwelled Jesus, the mind that indwelled Gautama Buddha, the mind that indwelled Muhammad, the mind that indwelled Socrates and Plato, all of this is the one mind demonstrating itself through the consciousness of an Emerson, of a Henry David Thoreau, of a Abraham Lincoln, of a Walt Whitman, of an Ernest Holmes, of a Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, of Nona Brooks, of Raymond Charles Barker, of Robert Bitzer, of anyone you might know, Bill Hornaday, anyone, your wonderful minister, wherever you go to church, it doesn't matter. The one mind is the mind of God, and it's all demonstrating itself in and as everyone at the level of our understanding. You see, while we move forward in life, our celebration is to every day remind ourselves this is new and I need to be new in it. In every single one of us, the mind that can say to any experience that needs to change for the better, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. We can, as Jesus said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. We have a power within us to proclaim, I and the Father are one. This mind is the Christ mind, the Atman. This mind is infinite intelligence. It is in each and every one of us, just as it was in Jesus 2,000 years ago, just as it is in everyone, everywhere. Now, it draws all people to the realization of their own God self as we do what? Awaken to it and then act from an awakened stage. What happens when we do this? What happens when we do this is we find ourselves knowing that the indwelling God, our infinite life, is our life. This indwelling God is our strength. This indwelling God is our good. And it's not you and me and God. It's God as you and me. The highest God and the innermost God is one God, we are told. Now, if you're going to let the way of your heart be the heart of your way, then affirm today, my heart is an altar of love. My mind is the activity of wisdom, and my body a temple of the living spirit. Let's say it again and think about it as you say it. My heart is an altar of love. My mind, the activity of wisdom, and my body, the temple of the living spirit. Oh, my friends, if you allow yourself to do this, you can continue with this realization and affirm I find deep within my consciousness the revelation of my eternal oneness with infinite life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, you are. You see, the I am that you are is forever waiting for your next idea to become experience. The I am that you are knows what to do and how to do it. This is the spirit of the truth of your being unfolding. Dr. Ernest Holmes on the wonderful affirmation that he experiences on page 34 of the Science of Mind textbook says, the mind which we discover within us is the mind that governs everything. This mind is governing your heart, your blood. It knows how to take a hamburger and turn it into fingernails. It knows how to take a carrot and turn it into fingernails. You might be a vegetarian. Now, what is this? This is, my friend, self-existent truth. It is self-existent truth as you. And being absolute, it permits no comparison save of its parts to one another. We can compare how it individualized as you and how it individualized as me, but we can't compare what individualized. And that is the same experience within everyone. What's looking out of my eyes at you is looking out of your eyes at me. And right now, this morning, it is celebrating itself as us, even though we can't see each other. Now, this means that if, for example, there were only one tree in the world, we could compare its leaves with one another, and the leaves with the branches, and the branches with the trunk, and the trunk with the roots, but we could not compare the tree with any other at all, because there would be no other tree to compare it with. God is absolute, my friends. The manifest world is God in action. So I have a challenge for you today, and that is to go to the core of anything, and you will discover the spirit of truth itself. This, my friends, is the essence of your nature. So move forth today, and know there is one life. It is God. It is your life. And let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeau and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right, and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.